Objection.
I am not going to be attending such a session. I believe that it violates the spirit of this House, but I will withdraw my objection since my good friend feels that this is the path that he has to go.
Thank you.
Madam.
Is there further objection?
Reserving the right to object.
The gentleman from Arizona.
Would the leader yield for two questions?
Yes.
As I understand the situation, we're going to secure the chambers, and in securing the chambers, it would mean, I think it means that from the cloakroom, the people who work the cloakroom, who usually tell us when the chamber will be cleared, how are they going to communicate that we can come back in for the secret session?
Yeah. Well, the answer to the question is you will all be receiving from the leader and the whip's office on your emails notification of the time, and you will get sufficient notice. It is contingent upon how long it takes those to that have the responsibility to do so. But you will be getting on your emails in a time frame that will allow you to get back notice.
The second question I have, if you yield.
Yes.
Do you expect to have further votes tonight for those of us who will not attend the secret session and we won't know when it's finished?
If this is approved, my expectation is there probably will be no further votes tonight.
I remove the objection. Thank you, gentlemen.
Gentleman withdraws his objection. Is there further objection? Gentleman
reserving the right to object. Certainly, if the minority leader or any other member of this House has classified information about a sensitive, important subject like foreign intelligence, and there's no other way to present it, this is an appropriate way to do it. I want to be sure that I understand the parameters under which that's being done. It is occurring pursuant to a unanimous consent agreement that sets forth the conditions of this meeting.
Yes.
And isn't the minority leader has mentioned that there were secret sessions of this House in 1979 and 1980 and 1983, and apparently there has not been one since 1983?
I think that's accurate.
To the best of your knowledge? I address it to anyone.
That's the best of my knowledge. I'm the minority whip. I'm sure the leader would verify that as well. And we have members here who were here during that time. But there has not been a secret session since 1983. There have clearly been times when the room has been secured, but not
surely
for a secret session. And that's
so.
The last time
and in the history of the United States Congress since its founding, there have been secret sessions no more than five times?
That's not correct. I think
you have an estimate of it?
I think the early days they were in secret session all the time, or much of the time, three times since 1825, I think there have been three secret sessions. Prior to that, I think there were many secret sessions.
So since 1825, three times in the history of this country, and at no time since 1983, we have done what you are proposing this unanimous consent agreement to do. Now, in this session, so that I understand the parameters and assure that we're not really doing the public's business in secret that ought to be done out here in public, will the session and the debate be limited to the presentation of classified material or the discussion of the significance of that classified material?
That's my expectation.
No.
Yield to.
No.
If we move this without unanimous consent of the rules, it provides for an hour of debate. You can debate and discuss of the information that's presented and the conclusions that may have been drawn from that information. Could I yield for
the gentleman? Let me just get clarification of that.
I don't have the time.
I'm just trying to be, I would not want to limit the ability of anyone to debate any aspect of this. If their points are clear and justified, I would want them to do that in front of the American people and not in a secret session, unless it in some way compromised the confidentiality and the classified nature of the material. And that's what I'm trying to be sure, that if I come tonight, as I intend to do to this session, and I hear an hour or 15 or 20 minutes of debate that has nothing to do with these classified materials, I want to know if I'm going to have the right to raise a point of order that this is conducting the public's business in secret and that we have been brought here under false pretenses. I assume that won't happen, but I want to be clear before going into this session what my rights are pursuant to the unanimous consent agreement, because if the unanimous consent agreement does not protect that, then it would be appropriate, I suppose, at this time to ask that the agreement be amended to provide something along those lines.
I think the answer is within the framework of the unanimous consent I have requested. There is not such a limitation. I think the gentleman is correct on that. However, as I said, my expectation in my discussions with the WHIP is that the purpose of the session is to offer information that might not otherwise be appropriate to disclose in public session. My expectation is there's going to be a fulsome debate, as there has been tomorrow, on the legislation itself. So my expectation, given the shortness of the time that we're talking about, 30 minutes per side, we will have the Intelligence Committee here and the Judiciary Committee here to comment. Obviously, it's going to be a little difficult because if there's information brought up, that there may be comment on that information. And very frankly, the parameters of the debate tomorrow may, although not disclosing that information, may obviously be perceived by many of us as relating to whatever is discussed. It's very difficult to know specifically because I do not know the specific information that is going to be that the request was made for.
I understand. If there is discussion and debate of matters that do not concern classified materials, then under the terms of the unanimous consent agreement and the rules of the House, is any member of this House who's present for that discussion free to openly discuss in public during latter debate what was said during that session?
I think that's a very good question. Let me tell you that we have asked, Mr. Blunt and I have discussed that, we've asked the appropriate officials, not partisan officials, of this House under the rules to give us the answer to that question and to have on paper the specific advice to every member of the House so that we cannot have members go out of here, put themselves at risk of violation of the rules, have clear advice and counsel as to what that is. Now, it is my belief, this is not an opinion given to me, but it is my belief that every member of this House that receives information from sources unrelated to this hour are certainly free, as they are right now, to discuss that information. And the fact that it is discussed in the session would not adversely affect that right. It certainly, I would be shocked and not in agreement with this unanimous consent if the case were otherwise.
Would the gentleman yield?
I believe I control the time under the reservation, but I yield to you.
Gentleman, Texas controls the time.
I was here for the last three secret sessions we have. They are unusual, but it is within the rules, and that did deal with subject matter dealing with legislation that we were to talk about. We should be careful, however. While some classified information might be discussed, the information that those of us on the Judiciary Committee and Intelligence Committee received of the program we were read into, we are not able to discuss what we were briefed on specifically. We are, as I understand under the rules, able to draw conclusions and attempt to present that based on what we saw. But the fact that we have a secret session does not allow us to speak to that. Secondly, that which is discussed in the secret session cannot be revealed, even if it is of a non-classified nature. It does not prohibit you in the later debate on the floor from discussing the same subject, saying the same thing. It is that you cannot refer to it having been in the secret session. And I hope that helps the gentleman.
You were saying you were here in 1979, 1980, and 1983 for those three sessions.
Believe it or not, I was, as young as I am now.
Yes. No, we're not surprised by that.
Well, I would just suggest that we would be better off having this done in the unanimous consent agreement itself, since that is what's setting out the terms of this discussion. It is a very, very serious matter when we do the public's business in secret. That's why it's only been done three times since 1825. And it is a very bad precedent for this House to get into the business of conducting any of its business in secret, except, and Mr. Blunt appears to provide the exception, except, just concluding on that, and then of course, except under a circumstance where there's classified material on something as important as the security of our families, and so long as we have set out all the parameters of the meeting in the agreement, then I have no problem with it. But I don't want it to wander off in debate, which now my friend tells me I can't talk about afterwards because I came to this secret session about something that maybe didn't need to be secret.
Well, my friend, yeah.
I yield.
The contemplation of this unanimous consent is that there will be no business done in the sense of doing business is taking legislative action. That nobody contemplates.